Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
He was a prodigal, living a lifestyle many are trying to declare mainstream and normal. All the while, his praying mother refused to give up. Today, Christopher Yuan has a vibrant Christian faith and encourages others with prodigal sons and daughters. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Christopher wrote Out of a Far Country, A Gay Son's Journey to God, A Broken Mother's Search for Hope with his mom, and he talked about coming to a place where he had a profound realization about how he was looking at his identity.
Well, you know, I would say that was not just rock bottom, but the kind of the real beginning of my journey. You know, yes, I found the Bible in the trash can, but I think God needed to break me even more and to kind of open my heart and spirit and soften it because I had been so hardened. So I began just focusing on reading through Scripture. You know, I had lots of time on my hands, and as I read through the Old Testament and the New Testament, there's just so many times that it talked about idols, and I thought, well, I don't worship any idol. But as I thought about it more, and as I was thinking about my addictions, obviously, like with drugs, I realized, wait, drugs, that's my idol, and I had made that my idol, and I was going through different, you know, drug programs while in prison, and they were talking about your addictions, and I thought, wow, you know, this is, I need to not just look at drugs as an idol. What are other idols in my life that have been kind of keeping me bondage? So I you know, was doing this moral inventory, as often they talk about, and realized that, you know, sex was also an addiction for me. And then not only that, but I realized that sexuality had become my main identity, as I had talked about before. And that as I read through Scripture, I realized I should never put my identity really in my feelings, my passions, my desires, my sexuality, but my identity need to be in Jesus Christ. There's a passage that I read that made that really struck me while I was in prison, and it was when God said, "Be holy, for I am holy." And you know, Neil, how we read Scripture through the lens of our experience. Well, I read that, and I realized God didn't say, "Be heterosexual, for I am heterosexual," but neither did He say, "Be homosexual, for I am homosexual." Because honestly, I felt before that to please God, I needed to become straight, but as I thought about it, man, if God had made me become straight, which He is able to do, He could do anything, I would still struggle with sin. Sin is the problem, not so much my orientation, which orientation can lead to sin, but it's sin that's ultimately the problem.